Eddie George is on the line with us. Eddie, how you doing?
I am doing outstanding, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We are ready to rock and roll. I know you're excited to talk to your former teammate in Derek Mason, but I know you're even more excited to head to Eastern Washington tomorrow. Coverage will begin at 2:30 on 94.9 The Fan. Year two for you is the head coach at TSU. How do you feel about your ball club heading on the road to take on a very good Eastern Washington team?
No question. I feel good about it. I think, you know, we're all ready to play somebody different. You know, you get that place during camp where you try to, you know, face your teammates every day. It gets very competitive. It gets hot. I mean, if somebody looks at you wrong, you set you off, you're starting to fight. So that's kind of how I know it was time for us to face another opponent. And you know, what better opponent to play that can get your attention than you know, Eastern Washington on the road at their place. You know, the Red Inferno Field, all of it. You know, they've been to the playoffs in the last 10 years straight. And they've gotten our attention. So, you know, we're excited to play a worthy opponent for sure.
Yeah, how many times in camp, Eddie, did you have to pull D-Mace aside and say, hey, stop trying to fight Samari or somebody like that?
Hey, listen, one thing for sure, when Derek's all red, look out. Because nothing was going to stop him. Nothing was going to stop Derek. Derek would meet you in the parking lot. You know, afterwards, he can hold a grudge. It wasn't like, all right, it was business only. Now he's going to meet you in the weight room. He's going to meet you, to wait for you in the training room, out everywhere. So you don't want to get 85 upset at you, for sure.
Well, Jeff Fisher was in here one time and told a story of Derek was mad. I think you guys beat the Giants. Was it the Giants that Steve found Drew in the back of the end zone and you were pissed that Steve didn't throw you the ball, and so Jeff put you at quarterback in practice. You threw it in the dirt.
Oh, I threw it in the dirt. I never wanted to be quarterback after that.
Oh, you didn't, dude?
Nah, I didn't want to be quarterback after that, man. That job is extremely too hard. We're talking with Eddie George, TSU's head football coach. They are traveling out west to take on Eastern Washington. Now, Eddie, your team won four out of its last seven games last year. How do they – and I know momentum is a tricky thing because now you had the lapse of an off season and everything. You finally had a really good off season where you had all the guys in there. You had your coaches in place. How do they sort of pick up on where they left off last year?
Well, we just finished – you know, you said talk about momentum. We are just going from – the momentum that we generated from the off season, Derek. Mm-hmm. We knew last year in the way that we wanted to. We were still in the hunt for an OVC championship late in October. We knew we were banged up by the end of the year, and the kids gave me everything that they had, and that carried over into our winter conditioning. You know, I know we got better, we got bigger, stronger, faster, and gained more confidence that way. We picked up some pieces and parts to our roster. We had a very productive summer camp and spring session as well. So all of that leads into where we are now. Guys have been attentive. I think they're very confident. Now it's just a matter of going out and starting fast. That's the one thing that I preached all week long, is that the moment that you wake up, you start fast. It's not when you show up to the facility. It's not when you show up to the field on game day. It starts on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and when you come to walkthrough before you board the plane, it's already started. So there's no reason for you to be late. There's no reason for you to miss assignments because you're already locked in. This is a business trip. We're going out here to handle our business and leave. So we all want to start off fast. I think we're on the right track right now, and hopefully it'll end up with a victory on our way home.
Now you have a transfer in Draylen Ellis. From Austin Peay, the quarterback. He put up some really good numbers as a freshman. Last year, he transferred over to you. You got Devin Starling as well, who in 2020-21 was the co-freshman of the year. What do these guys bring to the table this year, and what are you looking for specifically in your quarterback?
Well, specifically for Draylen, it's decision-making. Understanding, you know, where his progression is, and really putting us in a great situation to keep the chains moving. Draylen has tremendous talent. He gave us headaches last year at Austin Peay, and I'm looking for him to take it to another level, not just rely on his athleticism, but have true understanding of the game, of the situation, of not taking a bad sack, of understanding that when we get in the red zone, or the green zone rather, scoring zone, we can't afford to go backwards, not taking a bad play. All of those things, I'm really looking forward to see his growth in that area. For as far as Starling goes, he's only as good as the guys up front. That's my number one priority, is to enhance our offensive line, to make sure that they're ready, to make sure that they're confident, make sure they're physically fit and ready to go, and understand it's a mindset that we have at the offensive line, that no matter who's back there, we open up holes and we protect. That's our number one job, and we do it with violence. Okay, mm-hmm. and that's what we preach time and time out. So I'm excited to see how this, our messages, our practices, all those, how we stack those practices, how that translate into the next game, this game that we want to play, and for the rest of the season.
We'll talk with Eddie George, TSU's Tennessee State's head football coach. They're headed out west to Eastern Washington this weekend. Now, James Green, who led your team in total tackles last year, he had 41 solos. He was named co-MVP, co-player of the year last year. Not co-player of the year, but co-player of the week. A defensive player of the week during some point of last year. How have you seen him grow? Not just, you know, with his play, but also his leadership.
Derek, you know, you talk about leaders and how players take over the locker room. You know, you can recall when we got to Tennessee and became the Titans, and how we took over that locker room and set the standard. Well, James Green is that for us now. He's been here for quite a long time. He saw two different coaching regimes, and just his leadership is everything for us. You know, he is the voice of the locker room. He makes great plays, and for him to really take on a new system and to trust the coaching staff has just elevated his play. So at some point, I think James, you know, he may not play because he had an injury during our camp, but, you know, just his voice has been tremendous for us, and his leadership is second to none.
We're talking to Coach Eddie George, Tennessee State. Eddie, I just want to ask a question that might be a crossover with something you as a coach deal with and also what the Titans are going through right now with the loss of Harold Landry.
Yeah.
You know, just give us your mentality as a leader. You're just talking about how you want your leaders to act. How did you try to address that to your team when you lose a key guy like that? And at the same time, you know, have that mentality of we're going to find a way to collectively overcome this.
Well, it's next man up. I mean, we dealt with some significant injuries during my time with Tennessee. We lost Kevin Dyson. I think it was a Thursday right before our big game. And Kevin was coming on as a receiver, and we lost him for the entire year, you know, to an ACL injury. And as devastated as we were, Derek stepped up, other receivers stepped up and took on that role. When Steve McNair went down with an injury, he missed, I think, three or four games due to a back injury. We didn't even know he was hurt. We had a going Friday walkthrough. He's out. Neil O'Donnell steps in, and we didn't miss a beat. So we understand it's the nature of the business. We understand that's football, especially in the NFL, where one of your key guys goes down, you rally around the other guys and say, hey, you know, we're expected for you to pick up right where he left off, and no questions asked. I mean, there's no excuses. So that's the mentality that you have to have, and that's, you know, we've suffered that a little bit here at Tennessee State. You know, we had two of our guys go down, but somebody, it's another opportunity for somebody to step in there and to make their stake in why they should be that guy. So it's always that next man up mentality. Yes, you're hurt that you lost your teammate, but you know you've got to pick up the pieces and move on because the game is going to be played.
You've had some great interactions with Derrick Henry over the years. I'm curious your reaction when you saw that, you know, that they looked like they made almost an extra investment in him yesterday, a pay raise for this year, and they set his contract so it looks like there's a pretty good shot that they know that he's going to be there again next year. You've been through it yourself when running backs get to this stage of their career. How would it make you feel if you were Derek and they made this move yesterday?
Well, it's a restructuring of his contract. They pretty much, I think they kind of gave him a signing bonus, you know, $2 million, and went from $12 million to $14 million, I think. I don't know the details of it. But it shows in good faith that, well, I wouldn't say good faith. I'll just say that it shows that they're willing to accept him, you know, next year, possibly of coming back. Because as you know, in this business, if things don't go that well, they're going to make a change. They'll probably want to see, you know, where he is health-wise. And that's business. You know, you don't want to see if he's going to be the player that he was prior to the injury. And if he is, hey, they move forward and they work out a long-term deal. If not, then, you know, they'll have to, you know, deal with that at the end of the year. But that's how this goes, you know. That's the ugly side of professional football, is that you have a salary cap, you have players that are aging, you have players that you're trying to sign, you're always looking 2 to 3 years down the line on your roster to replace guys in case if somebody doesn't come back. You can't reach a number. So that's kind of where they are. So I think, you know, on both sides, it's a win-win. It gives Derek some security, another $2 million or $14 million to show, hey, we are willing to make an investment in you as long as you're the same player as you were to, you know, justify why we're making you one of the highest paid running backs in the NFL.
Eddie, as we let you go along those lines with Derek, I mean, you know, football players are going to deal with injuries all the time, but he's been very lucky in his career. This is the first major one that he's had to go through. You know what kind of person he is physically, and he works through everything. He's looked good in training camp. But for you, when you had to deal with something and come back from it, how important was the mental rehab as opposed to the physical rehab of just not having that thought in your head of, like, in Derek's case, he plants on that foot for the first time and something weird happens? How do you get over that hurdle?
You gotta go out and play. There's nothing you can do in practice to really simulate it, because you don't have people coming at your feet, your legs, trying to tackle you. It's more controlled in practice. I know that when I had my toe injury in 2001, it took me a long time to get used to my foot. It felt like I was running with a flat tire. It had a hitch in my gait because it wasn't quite healed. And just to cut off of my right foot, I had to do a double cut on my right side. Instead of planting my foot and going, I had to take two more steps. And it took time, lost a step off of my gait, and that affected me. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be there. And it's going to take him maybe a game or two to get that confidence back, to say, hey, you know, I'm fully healed, I'm healthy, I'm whole, and it's okay that to get hit, and that's part of the process of him getting over it. So I don't think Derek is going to be impacted one iota from this. I think he picks up right where he left off prior to the injury.
Well, Eddie, best of luck at Eastern Washington. We look forward to hearing the games, and Greg Pogue on the call starting at with coverage at 2:30 tomorrow. But we'll do it again next week. Looking forward to having you. Also, the debut of the Eddie George Show coming up Monday night at 6 at 6 in Peabody. You and Jonathan Hutton, I know you're excited about that as well.
Very excited, man. Have Hutton on. We're going to talk about all topics, Titans, the breakdown of all the games from college to professional and leading up to the week. Talk about the Tennessee State Tigers, hopefully a victory we're talking about on Monday. But I'm really excited to have this opportunity on Monday nights to share stories, share my insight, and to entertain people around the Middle Tennessee State area.
Well, and I know you're going to go out there, get the win for TSU, and then you can watch your Buckeyes take care of business against Notre Dame. So it'll be a good Saturday for you. I feel it.
You know, I didn't even realize you were playing.
Eddie, thanks so much. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Hey, God bless, man. Have a great one. Have a good one, Derek.
All right, you too, EG.
Eddie George, the head coach at Tennessee State University. They will take on Eastern Washington. I don't believe that. He knew the Buckeyes were playing. He tried to sneak
a little sarcasm there.
I don't believe that for one second. But, again, excited to have this partnership with TSU. That means the Eddie George Show Mondays at 6 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Eddie's going to join us every Friday at 1 o'clock. I think mainly because he just wants to talk to you, Derek, not Willie or I, but, you know, he's very nice about it.
Hey, Willie sure. asks some cutting-edge questions.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
So awesome to have Eddie on with us every week. It's going to be really, really cool to be able to do that. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans and filling the void left by Harold Landry. We'll do that next. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.